Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating area, mechanistic interpretability. I'm thrilled to have Siddhalt Tajer with us, an expert in reverse engineering neural networks. Welcome. Pause.
Thanks for having me, Gakrux. Pause. Excited to discuss this.
So, I put out a quick summary of a paper yesterday, Open Problems in Mechanistic Interpretability. The core idea is about, emphasis, reverse engineering AI, right? Not just explaining it with hand waving, but really understanding how it works.
Exactly. It's about understanding the, emphasis, nuts and bolts of neural networks. What are the functional components? How do they interact? And how does that all lead to generalization?
The post mentioned breaking down networks into smaller components, neurons, subspaces, circuits, but that the architecture doesn't necessarily align with how the network actually computes. Why is that?
That's a key challenge. Think of it like this. A single neuron can be polysemantic, meaning it represents multiple features or concepts. Its function isn't isolated, it's distributed across layers. So dissecting by architecture can be misleading.
So PCA and SVD, standard tools, aren't cutting it. What's the alternative?
The current go-to is sparse dictionary learning, especially with sparse autoencoders. The idea is to train a smaller network to interpret the activations of the larger one using a sparse set of features.
But the summary said even that has limitations. It finds interesting directions, but doesn't fully explain the computation itself.
Right. It gives you a static snapshot of what's activated, not a dynamic understanding of the algorithm being implemented. Plus, there are issues with information loss and the assumption of linearity.
Ah, okay. And then the post mentions moving towards building models that are interpretable from the start with discrete activations and modularity. That sounds like a pretty radical shift.
It is. The idea is to design networks with built-in interpretability. Interpretation as a design principle, not an afterthought. Think about enforcing modularity or using activation functions like TOPK or SALU. Structures like mixture of experts also help by dividing computation into clear submodules.
So, instead of trying to understand a black box after it's trained, you're building a glass box from the beginning.
Precisely. It's about making the underlying mechanisms inherently transparent.
The post also touched on validating explanations, making sure they actually predict behavior and aren't just convincing narratives. What are some good validation techniques?
That's crucial. We need to go beyond plausibility. Can the explanation predict behavior after ablation? Can we build a smaller model based on the explanation and see if it works? Can these latent features help with safety tasks, like detecting harmful content? Can we use the explanations to modify the model's behavior? So really putting the explanations to the test. The idea of model organisms, small standard networks for testing interpretability methods, is interesting. Like C. elegans for biology. Exactly. We need a standard reference point to compare methods and build upon each other's work. It's a foundational tool that's currently missing.
The post ends by saying that mechanistic interpretability isn't just a technical problem. It has implications for policy, safety, and even philosophy. How so?
Well, if we can truly understand how AI makes decisions, we can better ensure its safety and alignment with human values. It also raises fundamental questions about what constitutes a good explanation and how to bridge the gap between microscopic structures and global function.